Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, this morning it looks like I have more positive cues for the Bears than for the Bulls, because if you look at the global cues, they are weak. Not only the US markets ended lower, the dollar index has strengthened, and the only positive cue perhaps for the Indian market is the fact that crude is hovering around that $69 per barrel mark. But to run you through the details, yesterday we saw a bit of sell-off in the last couple of hours. The Nifty ended around 100 points lower, and even the Sensex down about 500 points from its highest level in the day. It was the financials as well as the auto space that was coming under a bit of pressure, while IT stocks bucked the trend. But to start with trade this morning, it looks like SGX Nifty might be lower by around 40 to 50 points as we speak, given the fact that the Nikkei is down around 3.5%, a cut of around 700 points on Nikkei. Hang Seng is well open lower by 450 to 500 points, and the other Asian markets with the KOSPI or the Taiwanese index or streets are down anywhere between 1 to 2%. So not best of the cues that bulls would want to hear this morning. And all of this because the US markets were weak. So Dow, of course, stumbled around 600 points. The S&P 500 traded back below the 200-day moving average. And Nasdaq also has fallen back into the correction territory. In fact, all these key indices saw a cut of anywhere between 2 to 3%. What really impacted the investor sentiment there is the fact that the dollar index has rallied back to the June 2017 highs. And there were some concerns regarding the trade war as well that really spooked the investors. Of course, the technology stocks like Apple and Amazon and Alphabet were coming under a bit of pressure. Apple, because there were some talks about one of its suppliers cutting down its outlook, and that's the reason Apple was down about 5%. But Amazon as well has fallen into the bear market territory, as the share prices are down 20% from its recent peak. And what also did not aid the sentiment was a report that White House was circulating a draft report on auto tariffs, and that might mean that there might be auto tariffs to the tune of around 25% on some of the imported cars in the US. Yes, as I was mentioning, the other cues that we need to watch out for is the dollar index. Now, that one hit a high of around 97.6. That's the highest level that we have seen since June 23rd, 2017. And today morning as well, the dollar index is trading around that mark. Not very good news for the Indian rupee, because remember, yesterday also it weakened a bit. In fact, it went ahead of the 73 mark, managed to close around that 72.9, but looks like there might be some weakness coming in for the Indian rupee today as well. Other than that, crude, yes, a bit of positive, because it has retraced some of the gains that we had seen on account of those OPEC production cut talks. It is now currently trading at that $69 per barrel mark, and that after the US President Donald Trump tweeted and he said that hopefully Saudi Arabia and OPEC will not be cutting oil production. In fact, he believes that oil prices should be much lower just based on the supply. So that is the global cues and the global picture as it looks like. But separately, in terms of the domestic cues, there is a tad bit of positive, as there is some thawing of the heat between RBI and government. We understand that there was a meeting between RBI Governor Urjit Patel as well as Prime Minister Modi on Friday, and they have worked on some resolution regarding the PCA norms as well as Basel III norms. But other than that, if you talk about the earnings that came in post-markets, not very enthusing. Eicher Motors just an inline set of numbers. Jet Airways, the losses were more than what we expected. Coal India, yes, optically the numbers look disappointing, but the adjusted margin figure is better than the street estimates. Nalco as well, the numbers are good. They have been able to beat estimates owing to the strong alumina pricing. But all these metal stock numbers are really backdated, and the street will watch out for the alumina pricing going forward. Aurobindo Pharma reported revenue a tad bit better than expected. The profit was down about 22%, but it is still better than what street expected. So maybe Aurobindo Pharma might hold up in the green. This was not the case for Gen Irrigation, because the numbers were below the estimates. The margins were under pressure in the agro-processing division. Shree Cement, however, reported a top-line beat. The profit, yes, was a miss because of the IL&FS provisioning that they have done. But nonetheless, good set of operational performance. Weak results coming in from some banking names as well, like Ugo Bank and Bank of India. But clearly, it looks like, for starters, the mind space would totally be occupied by the global cues and how the Asia market and how the crude is really behaving. Because remember, yesterday also we saw that sell-off in the last hour of trade owing to the spike in the crude price that we saw. So very important second half of trade coming up. Let's see whether the bulls are pitching a good fight and maybe start buying at the lower levels, or is it the bears that come on the top?